Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 203 in Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour show. Got some really good stuff this week, some really heavy ones. Been through the 7 inches and lots of things been going on, but we're going to kick things off with Disaster, Darkness and Evil.
We'll be right back.
trap, sir, with Disaster from the split 7-inch with Sabbath, where Sabbath, the Japanese Sabbath, done a Disaster track and Disaster done a Sabbath track. So that was a cover there from 2009. Absolutely marvellous stuff. One of the greatest 7-inches ever. Really love that one. And that was followed by Forbidden with Forsaken at the Gates from the Omega Wave album from 2010, which has just had a reissue recently. So keeping it heavy, Deathspell Omega. Don't hear enough of them nowadays. So this is a track called The Fires of Frustration, which comes from the Furnaces of Palingenesia, I think it's called. And this is from 2019.
Souls are aflame with the voices they took.
Spell Omega, that was Christ on Parade with Human Laboratory with from the Sounds of Nature album from 1985. Hadn't heard that one in a long time. I had it years ago when it came, well, it was like quite a few years by the time I got my hands on it, but and then it got sold or swapped or something, and then I bought it years later. It's been a while since I listed it, and the big connection is that the keyboard player Noah Landis from Neurosis played guitar for this band. It's a great record if you like that old hardcore thing. So there's been a lot of excitement this week going on, but none more exciting than me getting a new bookcase. A bookcase, the first bookcase I ever owned for my books. So that's the weekend's task, is to, but I'm trying to decide on them. Are they alphabetical? Are they in band order? Are they by size? All these and many other questions need answered. But take my mind off it. Here's another great 7-inch I dug out last week. Danger, Danger with Monkey Business. We'll be right back. Glammy ones in a row there. That was Danger Danger, Monkey Business from the Screw It album from 1991, quickly followed by Rocks Gang with the Fastest Gun in Town from Things You've Never Done Before from 1988. It's a really, really good record. It's fairly heavy. They look ridiculous, but you know, it's like that sort of Cinderella thing. Look stupid, but sound great. So on to another one I picked up at the weekend. It's a 7-inch I've had a very long time, but I bought the album at last, The Cage by Tigers Pantagon. Not a band I'm terribly sold on, but this track I just really do love. And this is Paris by Air. It's a cover, I believe, as well. This is from 1982.
Such a beautiful sight.
and keeping it 80s there. Another neat record, new wave of British heavy metal one. That was Dead Ringer with Hot Lady, and that was 7-inch from 1982 as well. So on to a couple of requests in from Christopher Osborne, and he does this all the time. He sends me things he knows I'm not going to be pronounced, but I'm going to really like. And this is a band called Undergang. They're from Denmark, I believe. And it's a track called Dodd, and it's from an album I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce. So here you go, some Undergang. another request in from the big fella himself there. That was Spectral Wound with Aristocratic Suicidal Black Metal from the Songs of Blood and Mire from this year. Two great bands, heavy, black metal, death metal, what's not to like? So on to another couple of 7-inch picks that over the weekend. A band called The Dawn, don't really know a lot about them, UK sort of stoner, bordering towards that Zeppelin-y sound. And this is a track called Second Son. We'll be right back. Keeping it in the UK there, that was a band called Diamond Lil with a track called Patron of Hell, which was from around 1976-77. It's a great wee track. I actually played it twice in a row. I enjoyed it that much last Saturday night. It might be a lot of drinking board, but I did enjoy it. And the cover, you can't really show the cover around because there's a rather busty lady on it who's not wearing very much. But, and you know what Facebook are like, so you have to draw clothes on her. It's always fun. So keeping it 7-inch, Danova, and there's a band I haven't heard a lot about in many years, and there is a track called Where Beauty and Terror Dance from the Unknown album from 2008. I think that's how you pronounce it. I think they actually played here as well. Could have been support to witchcraft around that time. I'm not too sure. Maybe somebody can tell me. But anyway, this is Danova. We'll be right back. Following Danova, that was Death Penalty with Sign of the Times, 7-inch from 2014. Gaz Jennings from Cathedral, his band, After Cathedral. Your time Cathedral were getting it back together as well, I think. Even if it's just for a nostalgic tour and go and play the hits. So anyway, thanks for listening. I'm not sure what's on about this week's Sepultura in the Telegraph Building with Obituary, Jesus, Peace and Ginger, I believe. Probably a decent night out. It's right and expensive though, so but I think it's sold out anyway. But if you're going, enjoy yourself, especially Obituary. Oh, and last weekend I went to see the Rush tribute in the Limelight, Moving Pictures. Absolutely stunning. Almost three hours of just back-to-back classic Rush with a whole of Permanent Waves thrown in for good measure. Couldn't beat it. Really well worth recommended. They're coming back next year, as I say, and it's worth every penny. You're never going to see the real thing again, but these guys really do it well. So to end, it's going to be on a request from Chris Osborne this week. Smashing Pumpkins with a track called Pennies, which comes from an album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness from 1995. I remember this coming out, and I really enjoyed it at the time, but through the years of just, you know, the way you just go off things, and you can only play two or three tracks of it. This is one I never even thought about. I'm not even sure it's on the original or it's on some reissue thing, but it's a good track. So check this out. Until next time, look after yourselves.